Radio Prague News.
The Prime Minister has called for a tougher labour code than that proposed by the Labour and Social Affairs Minister. A growing number of public sector employees say they will join the planned protest action against the government on September 21st. And Czech banks remain highly resilient to risks, according to the latest series of stress tests undertaken. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has called for a tougher labour code than that proposed by the Labour and Social Affairs Minister Jaromír Drábek. In an interview for the business daily Hospodářské noviny on Monday, the Prime Minister said the proposal did not go far enough in giving employers greater flexibility. Mr. Nečas, who himself served as Labour Minister in the previous government, has suggested, among other things, that employers should be able to fire an employee without stating a specific reason other than general dissatisfaction with performance, that the 2 months' notice period should be shortened to 1 month, and that the standard 3 month trial period should be extended to 4 to 6 months. A growing number of public sector employees say they will join the planned protest action against the government on September 21st. The demonstration, originally called by police and firemen's trade unions, will be joined by soldiers, teachers and health workers. They're protesting against the government's plans to introduce a 10% wage cut, lay off workers and amend the labour code in a way that will restrict employees' rights. Planned cuts to investments in 2010 may bring the construction industry to its knees, the Association of Construction Firms said on Monday. According to the latest estimates of the Czech Business Chamber, around 40,000 people in the construction industry may lose their jobs in the coming year. The construction business will be severely impacted by the Transport Minister's decision to freeze all non-essential building projects. Cuts in 2009, which the finance minister described as a warm-up, resulted in a 40% drop in public orders in the first half of this year. Meanwhile, the Czech banking sector would not be jeopardized even in the case of very unfavorable economic and financial development, the central bank said on its website on Monday, referring to the outcome of new stress tests in August. The banking sector's capital adequacy would remain above 8%, the minimum required by the central bank in all scenarios of potential economic development. Capital adequacy of the banking sector reached nearly 15%. At end June. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be cold and rainy, with day temperatures between 14 and 18 degrees Celsius. A gradual warming can be expected in the second half of the week, with skies gradually clearing and temperatures climbing back to the 20s. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.